Director Yu Wilson made his reputation inventing TV series like WKRP in Cincinnati and the famous Teddy Z. In the film business, he made a killing by creating the low-rent but highly profitable Police Academy series. With his new movie, he seems to be breaking into a higher-rent district. Guarding Tess stars Nicolas Cage and Shirley MacLaine. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
It probably sounded good on paper, sort of Driving Miss Daisy meets The Bodyguard. In Guarding Tess, Nicolas Cage plays Secret Service agent Doug Chesnick, who's been saddled with an unusual assignment. He has to hang out in a small Ohio town, standing watch over former First Lady Tess Carlyle, played by Shirley MacLaine. It turns out to be the toughest job of Doug's career. Even though the public adores her, the private Tess is something of a terror. She enjoys using Doug and the other Secret Service agents as glorified maids, making them fetch her breakfast in bed or trundling them along for a solitary golf game in the dead of winter. And Doug, who's a stickler for rules and regulations, goes ballistic when Tess orders her chauffeur, Earl, to drive her off for a day in the country without the palace guard.
Did you enjoy yourself today?
Don't take that tone with me, Douglas.
Look, this is just stupid, okay?
Which part? The part where I have to run away like a fugitive in order to have 1 hour's worth of privacy? Or the part where I am spoken to like a child?
I fired Earl. This has happened twice now.
No.
He is a driver in the employ of the Secret Service. I can't do anything about the cook or the nurse. No, they work for you. But this guy works for us, and he's gone!
He works for you because I told you people to hire him. He's my chauffeur.
And he's staying!
For a while, all of this is pleasant enough. Nicolas Cage looks suitably doleful and scared when the President of the United States calls and tells him that if he doesn't keep Tess happy, he'll find himself guarding the White House dog. And Shirley MacLaine does yet another variation on the crusty but lovable battle axe routine she's been trotting out every couple of years since Terms of Endearment. The movie burbles along, mildly funny, mildly engaging, never very surprising. But less than halfway through, it quite visibly runs out of steam altogether, and you can see writer-director Hugh Wilson getting desperate. First, he brings on a venal son who visits Tess, asks her for money, and then disappears for the rest of the picture. Then there's a life-threatening illness that's waved in our face and immediately forgotten, apparently without consequence. Finally, there's a kidnapping of all things. And Doug has to rescue Tess and prove how much he's grown to love her, at which point the music goes urgent and syrupy, and FBI agents start pouring from helicopters, and you realize the movie has jumped the tracks. What began as a sleepy little comedy has become an even sleepier crime melodrama, and finally a downright soporific tearjerker. We may be used to this sort of thing by now. TV sitcoms have trained us to watch jokey stories go all maudlin and earnest at the end. Still, that doesn't make it any more palatable. This movie leaves a sour taste in the mouth. By trying to milk terror and tears from us in its second half, Guarding Tess wipes out all the goodwill it's earned along the way.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.